So sometimes the aspiration you make during cultivation is very important. When you have the faith, when you understand what it is, you must determine strongly. Like this life, I teach you, this is the best window. That's like the Bodhisattva way. You must determine strongly, plant the seed of Bodhi and vow to go this way. Then vow to have all the right views that I mentioned earlier. Then develop the ability to create affinity with great beings. Then evoke power of merits for causes and conditions to always meet up with all these great beings. Then whenever you meet up with all these great beings, you seek their blessing, protection, and guidance. So blessing and protection is for the physical body, the form and mind that come. Yeah. So guidance is the teaching that you need from them. So blessing and protection is for the form and mind. We are this form and mind, need blessings, need protection. But that nature don't need blessing, don't need protection. That one never die. That is the eternal nature. So when you seek blessing, protection, and guidance, you must understand what is it for. Like this life, if I have not had the blessing, protection, and guidance of Kuan Yin, my physical form would have died 3 times. It will not be here sharing and teaching. But because of Kuan Yin's blessing and protection, this form and mind survive. So it's not easy. In fact, this form and mind, when you come, is very fragile. This one, very easy to get destroyed. Whereas the understanding, nobody can take away from you. The wisdom part, the cultivation and all that. But the form and mind still need blessing and protection. Yeah. That's why these two are very important. So when you have all this understanding, then you can really determine, cultivate, and go this way. What you need to do is to have the condition to develop the understanding and become dead serious. Then develop the faith. Then make your vow, make your aspiration. Plant the Bodhi mind, the seed of Bodhi, strongly. The first stage of Bodhi is to make that vow, to plant that seed of Bodhi sincerely, with faith, and diligently pursue to go this way. When that is done, your future is like more or less set and guaranteed. But once you have this, following the yellow card, you don't have to worry about how you die. Even before you have realized arahantship or whatever, even as a form and mind, before even you gain the sainthood way or what, you can take this vow. Then when the condition comes, even if you die through normal avijja, you take rebirth, this vow, this Bodhi mind, deva nature, then whenever you take birth, because inside the vow, you vow to have this right view and this understanding whenever you arise, whether you choose to come or you have to come. Have to come is law of karma design. You don't have a choice. Even under those circumstances, this Bodhi mind will nurture. Then somehow you will understand this teaching. Whether got Sammasambuddha or don't have Sammasambuddha, got sasana or no sasana, this teaching is there. And you will know how to recognize that because you have taken that vow. You have determined strongly, sincerely. Then especially this life you cultivate really seriously, then all this understanding you reflect, contemplate until they become very clear. Then you determine that this understanding you must have whenever you arise. That's how it can happen. My nature went through, that's why I know. That's why this life, when my nature come, I realized when I was young, I already knew I was different. There are a lot of things I learned different. I do think opposite the convention. opposite of what society do want. A lot of things opposite. Not to say I want to be opposite, but I realize the truth is always the opposite of what the mundane people think. Whatever is logical to the mundane people is never the truth. And the truth is always the opposite. That's why the three universal characteristics are anicca, dukkha, anatta. To us, life is like, where got such thing as impermanent? Everything is so real, so like tangible. Like you can own them, you can have them. What is all this teaching about impermanent, all those things? It asks you not to hold on to things, not to have things. They cannot understand. But to them, everything is like, especially when you are young and when you are successful at the prime of your career, you never believe you can die one day. You think life will be beautiful. All this is really, really beautiful until the first number truth reality hit. So to you, life is like a lot of reality, permanent, very tangible. And you will never look at spiritual teaching, religion, because life is too good. Then when you say the universal characteristic of suffering is dukkha, everything tends towards suffering, towards the end. Even whatever enjoyment or happiness is a prelude to suffering. As long as you attach, cling, and grasp, suffering will be the final result. Well, even this physical body, it goes the way of nature. From birth, it will arise and you will have to go through the way of nature, getting old, getting sick and die. Finally, it will happen. And sickness, disease, injury is a reality. Aging is a reality. Death is a certainty. So all this you can see. So the universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta, non-self, especially non-self, most people cannot believe. You say, what you mean? This is not me. Then who am I? Then why you have a name, I have a name? Why everything has identity? So to them, it's very real. This is me, definitely it's me. How can it not be me? Whatever I want to do, I can do. I want to run, I want to laugh, I want to jump, I want to even commit suicide, I can do. Why you say not me? This is me. I can do what I want. But when you don't have the ability to meditate, to realize that truth, you will believe. Because this is mundane reality, mundane thinking. The conditioned mind, the mundane mind, will perceive this as very real. Just because you're Buddhist, you are exposed to the three universal characteristics, people ask you, hey, is this you? Oh, no, not me, anatta. But do you really understand what anatta is? Ananda may not understand anatta, but Ananda is not what he thinks he is. So the anatta is very deep in its meaning. But anatta doesn't mean Ananda doesn't exist. Ananda exists, but it's not him. Then you will feel funny, you know. Form and mind exist, not me. Then who the hell am I? What am I? Who am I? That's why the green book is very beautiful. So this chemically conditioned form and mind, the vehicle and the tool, the so-called human being or the living being for us to come, is dependent originating, condition arising, cause of phenomena, go the way of nature, follow the universal character. That's why the Buddha says it's delusion if you grasp onto it, cling onto it and say, this is me, this is I. Therefore, all this can be mine. So this understanding is very profound. Unless you can have this understanding, you cannot penetrate. That's why I want to explain why the opposite of conventional truth is the reality. The reality is always not what living being perceive. Living being always perceive through delusion. And they take the other opposite extreme. That's why the duality is the one that can delude them and condition their misery and suffering. So whatever that is impermanent brings about suffering, empty and non-self. They grasp and cling and hold, think that it is permanent, it is beautiful, and it is real. It can even have that foolish idea of looking for 长生不老. In English, you call it longevity. Immortality, yeah, the right word is immortality. So the emperor of China was told, many of them look for immortality, but the form go the way of nature. Nothing can live forever except that nature within. So all within the conditioned world is subject to the universal characteristics of nature, because it is a dependent originating world. Dependent on condition, phenomena arise. So whatever that arise from the conditioned world is definitely impermanent. You attach and cling, one thing's your way, you suffer. It's a very obvious thing. But to the non-cultivator, it's not obvious. To him, it's, I don't know what the hell are you trying to tell me. I think something wrong with you. You think too much. So human beings can never fathom this type of understanding. Yeah, they don't have the awareness nature. They don't have the insight. They don't have the ability to really penetrate the truth, to have this understanding.